Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Guys have come in, they've set up the tattoo table, they have got all their instruments out, they also have a little shaver to take care of my butt cheek. This is real, this is happening. We just went over the 41,000 euro mark, that's all the fundraising efforts. I would love for this tattoo to get us to 45 grand today.
It would be absolutely exceptional. So yes, thank you so much to Faye and Camille, the tattoo artist professionals extraordinaire, who are ready to do this a little bit later on. But of course, what is the design going to be? That is the burning question.
No, people have to do it first. I'm like a Beggy Mitchell here. I want people to dig deep, get into those pockets. Maybe there's a couple of loose change rattling around in Revolut. Donate it. We need to get to 45 grand before anything goes in my ass. Please, I beg you. I get on my knees. I say to you, please help a man out. This is ridiculous. I'm getting very scared and it's probably going to be very sore. You know what's not sore? 2, 3, 5, 10 euro donation to Focus Ireland via Revolut, payments, Focus. You will find them at iradio.ie/focus. We need to get 45 grand.
That is the drive. The drive for 45 now, because it needs to be hit for this tattoo to happen.
Fionnuala, I'm sorry I disturbed you. There are some actually good ideas. Or are there?
Well, that's the question Micheál was asking.
What do you think the best thing could be to put on his arse cheek?
A shark.
A shark. What would you name the shark?
The shark.
The shark. I love it.
The name Chloe.
Why Chloe?
She's just one of our friends.
Chloe, do you want to give her second name a shout out? Do you want to go with Whole Hog?
Chloe Cadden.
Chloe Cadden is going on Dave Jukes' arse.
He should get a little heart with his ex's name inside of it.
Oh my God, he couldn't do that to a man.
Yeah, why not?
His mum's name.
His mum's name.
A tattoo of both of the Healy Rays, Michael and Danny.
Oh, the ideas are good, Dave.
Every single one of those ideas were stunning. None of them do I want to go on my arse, but I'm not the dictator, the donator is.
Absolutely. So this is your opportunity. You can be as cruel or as kind as you like with the tattoo idea, but we ask you to be kind with your donation. Again, whatever few euro that you can spare, either through Revolut payments and search in Focus Ireland or heading on to iradio.ie/focus to throw a few euro to a very good cause.
Because the time is running out. This is happening after 4 o'clock. So please get your donations in so we can go on that drive for 45 grand across the country. People have been shaking buckets, busking. There's been so many activities. This arse tattoo is only part of it because we're in the location of iRadio Secret Session in Umpu on tonight, but the tattoo comes first. Fionnuala, the moment is almost upon us.
Yeah, we didn't actually know for sure would we make it to this moment, because we have been building this for a few days now since Dave said, I have the mad idea. I can encourage you to donate for Focus Ireland by promising that you get to pick a tattoo on my arse. So the setting
has
been set up.
Can't believe you said that, Fionnuala. Can't believe you said that. It's just made it very real.
How are the nerves, Dave?
They're not great, to be honest. I have absolutely no tattoos. I have no pain threshold. They're setting up a screen here to protect my ass from the public view. Like I am a horse to be shot at Cheltenham. It is very scary stuff. And it's going to happen.
It is going to happen because you have been so genuinely generous with your donations. Mm-hmm. We asked you, we did appeal to you. We said, look, there are too many children, more than 5,000 children in Ireland who don't have a place to call home. That is not a situation that the country should be in, but we are trying to play a small part in helping to end that. That's the serious message. But the fun message is that you could have a little bit of fun, a little bit of messing with Dave by choosing the tattoo that would be inked on him. The lovely Faye, the lovely Camille have made it to Ampucon here in Galway City Centre. They are ready with the tattoo needles, with their equipment. The bed has been set up. It looks like something that you might get up on for a massage. Unfortunately, it is not going to be as relaxing as that for you, Dave.
Please help me. Donations will continue and remain open. However, all the suggestions, all the donations of people wanting to put a tattoo in my arse, very grateful, but the time is now to ring somebody and we get them on the phone. There we go, we have a tone.
Hello.
Hello, this is Dave and Fionnuala from iRadio. Who is this?
This is Nolig.
No leg. How are you keeping today?
Christmas has come early for you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, Nullag. I'm going to ask some questions that might lead me to an answer for what my ass tattoo might be. Where are you from, Nullag?
I'm from Claremorris.
And what county?
Mayo.
County Mayo. You are a proud Mayo woman, are you, Nullag?
I am, surely, yes.
No, look, there was a flurry of suggestions for Mayo for Sam. I feel you might have bought this auction. You are the person out of the draw. What do you want going tattooed permanently on my ass for Focus Ireland?
Mayo for Sam.
Mayo for Sam! No, look.
Yeah.
No, look. Could I interest you in a smiley face?
Yes.
No, I am a man of my word. I said whatever the donator dictated, that would go in my ass. Crest, do you want a crest?
I don't mind whatever your Mayo for Sam is, as much as I don't mind at all now. Whatever you want to say.
You just need those words, Mayo for Sam. Nullag, a question that we actually hadn't thought about answering either. Do you have preference as to left cheek or right cheek?
Right cheek, I suppose.
Okay, these are all important questions, Nullag. They
just
have to
get a thumbs up from Faye. Faye, is right cheek okay? Right cheek is okay. Does that make it more difficult for you? No. Okay, Nullag, you've got the right arse cheek. You've got Mayo for Sam. And you have also, I don't know what you've my eternal shame as well, that I'll have a Mayo for Sam on my ass forever.
This, I obviously don't agree with the message of Mayo for Sam being a Galway woman, but Nullag, you firmly believe in this, do you?
Of course I do. No, it definitely wouldn't be Galway anyway. It would have to be for Mayo.
No, look, if you get to the All-Ireland this year, I better be getting a ticket.
We'd all love one of them, wouldn't we?
We absolutely would. No, look, thank you so much for donating to Focus Ireland. That's the serious part about this. You've donated to help the fight to end child homelessness. Focus Ireland are very grateful. I'm very grateful. Nullag, Gormila Mahagat. I don't know how we're going to get photos.
And Dave, fair play to you for doing this. You're very good.
No, look, thank you so much. You're very good for donating to Focus Ireland. I've just got a message. Timing, I believe, is everything in life. You can be so lucky and unlucky with timing. Here's the timing of this. This week, confirmed by those crunching the numbers, I have a 10,000 euro arse. It has raised 10,000 euro for Focus Ireland.
Oh my God, absolutely amazing. Look, you have done the hard work of donating, but I think we will all agree that the commitment you're showing, Dave, is absolutely exceptional. Mayo for Sam is being inked. Take a couple of minutes to prepare. Because there is the logistics of getting you set up, by the way, as well.
Yeah, I do have to take off my trousers. Like, this is the real deal.
This has to be done. There's probably only one song we could play as you get ready.
We do have to do it. You have to do it.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
In the words of Ger Lucknan, we're going to do it.
What song do we have?
I think we might have Destiny's Child.
Have we played that already? Matthew, play the song back at base as I mentally prepare myself for a 10,000 euro arse tattoo. There is no escaping it now. Thank you to you who has raised 10,000 euro for this arse tattoo. The donations, the suggestions. The Mayo for Sam is going on my right arse cheek, did she suggest?
Nullag Staunton from Claremorris in the county of Mayo. She said there was only one message to go on Mayo for Sam, and yes, the right arse cheek has been selected.
Maybe this is the turning of their season. They lost at the weekend. The under-20s lost. Maybe this is the turn, and I'll be credited with breaking the curse.
Absolutely. The power that you possibly hold here, David, is exceptional. But look, we are here in Anpoucan, in Galway City Centre. As we've said, the professional tattoo artists, Faye and Camille, are ready to go.
Yes.
We just have our own logistics to set up because, of course, you have to get the trousers down, Dave. That's the way. There's no polite way to say it.
You know what?
And you have to get up in the bed.
I actually took two pairs of shorts. One of them was swimming and the other one was an ex O'Neill's pair of shorts that haven't been used for actual football reasons in years. So maybe those are the ones to throw on today.
I think you should get them out, the legs out, the arse out. But we'll do it next.
After 4:30.
Dave Duke, he has been asking you, we have been asking you to share what you can to Focus Ireland, to help in the fight to end child homelessness. What Dave promised was that you would get to choose a tattoo to go on his arse if you donated what you could. So, as I talk to you now, there is a big iRadio screen dividing myself and Dave. I cannot physically see him because we agreed for the good of our working relationship that maybe I shouldn't see his arse in broad daylight. But Dave, how are you feeling?
Fionnuala, I am just about to lie down on the bench. My arse has been shaved and prepped by Faye. And we're going to do this. There is a mayo for Sam and Crest. We are going full mayo Crest and mayo for Sam on my right buttock. This is a 10,000 euro arse. I'm so happy that we've raised so much money for Focus Ireland. I'm not going to lie to you, Fionnuala. I'm not so happy about the tattoo.
I can't imagine so. As a Leitrim man, this is a tough one to get. But of course, the drive for 45 grand continues. Even though the tattoo is being done here, of course, we still need you to donate what you can to Focus Ireland. Help a very worthy cause. Dave is fully behind the cause, so we want you to be too. Do we think we are ready for needle to meet arse?
I'll just ask Faye. Faye.
I'm ready to go for you, Art.
Faye is needle to arse ready. This could... You might find a yelp through your radio or wherever you're listening, because this is a first-time tattoo for me.
I think the yelp will be absolutely acceptable, but as we get ready...
Oh, my God.
Has it begun?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, no.
He's only preparing. Oh.
To remind us, you
our
said
Father,
the...
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, save me. Here we go.
You've been shaved and gelled, so the moment of truth...
Oh my God. It's like several cats scratching at my arse, and we've only begun.
Have we a possibility of hearing the needle? Is that sound coming through at all? Because that is what really makes it real.
Ow.
Oh, I think the owl will do it.
Fionnuala, I can't even look. I've closed my eyes. My head is buried in my hands. I have one hand free for the microphone and I don't even want to turn around.
I think that is best, Dave. Does it compare to anything you have felt before, the feeling of having your arse tattooed?
No. No. What comparison is there? Well, I can give you a pain comparison.
Please do.
It is like a cat just having a little scratchy-scratchy, and then his friends come scratchy-scratchy, and then it gets deeper scratchy-scratchy-scratchy. And ow! Faye, Faye, are you actually tattooing me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Faye is actually tattooing me. I would get another microphone to the... location of my arse cheeks. However, I feel that would disturb working relationships here.
That is absolutely fair. HR regulations do still need to be kept in mind even as we do this iRadio first. Could I get a quick update of Faye of how far we are into the Mayo for Sam at this stage? Are we on MAY or anywhere close?
Please tell me we're far.
Just outlined one letter.
Oh my God.
Okay, letter outlined. And I'm trying to do quick maths. Does that mean there's seven to go?
Don't say that.
Sorry, Dave. Oh, that is a very good question. Is it Mayo 4, Sam, the number 4? Or are we writing out F-O-R?
Just the number.
Just the number. Okay, well, Dave, I hope that gives you a little bit of relief.
No. Doesn't. If Mayo don't win the All-Ireland after this, they're never... Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ almighty, no. Too late to pull out, I'd imagine. This, wow. I have sensations in my body I've never felt before. Why does that... Oh, this is like the mumps, measles and rubella injections on my arse 2,000 times over.
Dave, the thing is, you are a very fit man, but the arse is probably where there is the most cushioning, I would imagine. Is that cushioning doing you any good?
Well, I would hate to get a tattoo on a bony part if this is how sore it is. Oh...
So look, you can hear that Dave is 100% dedicated. He is in the midst of having Mayo for Sam tattooed on him right now.
Why did we think this was a good idea to put on the radio? Because everyone can hear my pain.
Yeah, that may have been reconsidered at some point, but it is happening here in On Pucón. We need you to help us with the donations if you can. He is going through it with it right now, is Dave. But if you can donate. Up Revolut. Go to payments, search Focus Ireland, make your donation there, or you can go to iradio.ie/focus. The tattooing will continue.
It is Dave and Fionnuala. We are live from On Pucón, but I think this might be the first in the history of Irish radio. Correct me if I'm wrong. I am talking to you from a tattoo bench with my ass being tattooed, Mayo for Sam with the Mayo crest, because this is now a 10,000 euro arse. We raised 10,000 euro for Focus Ireland through your gorgeous, generous, lovely and insane donations. We're getting it done. Fionnuala, you wanted a pain description, did you?
If you could compare it to anything that you have ever been through or what you think it might feel like, yes, please.
Imagine having a really sunburned arse and then you let the sharpest claws of cats dig into that arse. Mm. That's what's currently happening, Fionnuala. That's what's currently happening.
I will say that I admire you utterly for doing this, but of course you were doing it for that greatest of causes.
Ow! Ow! Oh God, what has he done?
I'm so sorry you're going through this, Dave.
Oh, so there's particular things that are more painful than others. Faye, may I ask, what was that?
They're the little trees around the crest.
Oh, we're into the crest.
We are.
Whoever designed the Mayo Crest, they're probably long dead, but I want to talk to them.
So, Faye, would you just give us an idea of what is currently done? I'm not trying to distract you, but...
So we've outlined the Mayo for some letters.
Okay.
We're currently working on all the smaller details on the crest, and then we'll move on to the outline, basically, then.
I'm going to just give a little warning. I nearly dropped an F-bomb there, so listener discretion is advised from this moment outwards.
I think if it happens, there might be a bit of forgiveness. Camille, I'm not sure if you can direct the mic in the direction of the needle. Obviously, the most important thing is that it is done right. There's no interruption. But can we hear the sound? Oh!
Yeah,
sound.
Is that real enough for you, Fionnuala?
That is real
enough.
Have
you got your... Fionnuala, I have to stop. I'm going to curse.
Dave has said that he needs to either keep talking nonsensically or absolutely just go into silence to deal with the pain. So I will remind you, Focus Ireland is why we are here today. Focus Ireland is why Dave Duke is behind a screen in on Bucon getting Mayo for Sam tattooed on his arse. If you want to support this... Go to Revolut, open up payments and search Focus Ireland, or go to iradio.ie/focus. It is the drive for 45 grand. We already know, we knew before today that Dave Duke's arse was worth a lot, but today we're trying to put an amount on it. For now, how about we take a little bit of BTS and give Dave a break on iRadio?
Let's take all of it.
I'm swimming in an ocean of pain.
Can we take a minute to appreciate
the music is too happy. Turn off the music.
Oh, a direct order from Dave? Okay, yep.
I cannot deal with happiness.
The thing is, you're such a professional, Dave, that you are still doing the job of a radio presenter,
poorly,
telling people what song they'd heard, while you lie here, face down in Pucon, getting your first ever tattoo. Okay, the pain level has been described as having a sunburnt arse and then cat's claws digging into that arse.
Yes.
Would you say you're getting in any way used to it, Dave?
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying
God.
To figure... Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, it's hard to do this job while someone's tattooing your arse. Just a recap. It is Mayo for Sam, and it is also the Mayo Crest. And I'm trying to figure out, by the pain levels, what parts of the Mayo Crest is currently being inked and tattooed. We are live from Ampucon in Galway, by the way. Isn't Galway a great town? You know, it produced a president. It produced another president. It produced a man getting his tattoo on his ass in Ampucon. What a great town.
What a great town. And of course, it is going to host iRadio's secret session tonight. I know if you have been here with us since 3 o'clock today, you will know that we are doing this for Focus Ireland. That is why Dave is so dedicated. So that is the cause that we are asking you to get behind with your donations.
Oh.
But of course, from this evening, if you want to join us for iRadio Secret Sessions and you want to see the aftermath of Dave's first tattoo.
How are we doing that?
I really don't know. Maybe you'll just have to describe what it's like. Maybe through pictures, I don't know.
Faye, are we... progress update, please.
So we've it nearly all outlined. Oh. And then we just have a few bits then to fill in. Solid black.
Oh, okay. And does that get more painful or...
Not necessarily, but
okay.
You never know.
I very much like Faye. Faye has been a rock solid for me.
Faye and Camille are really making this as straightforward as it can be. I've had an idea, Dave. The next time that you get to see the Saw Doctors live and you hear the opening bars of Green and Red of Mayo, the prime opportunity to whip those trousers off.
Picnic. I could go on the stage and Electric Picnic and whip down my trousers.
That is maybe the next step, but for now...
The Saw Doctors, call me. Or first, of at least donate money to Focus Ireland for this.
Of
Come
course.
On now.
Focus Ireland, through Revolut or iRadio.ie/focus. Any few euro you can throw behind it. We've music to come from Calvin Harris and Tom Grennan. Oh, we'll kick off next hour with Tame Impala and Jenny. And of course, we will find out the aftermath of Dave's tattooing next. Let's get the party started.
The weekend has almost landed.
This is a 10,000 euro arse that is being tattooed. I said at the start of the week, if you donated money, I would let somebody pick what tattoo went on my posterior. We've reached the target today. We raised an amazing amount of money for Focus Ireland. Who are they? They are Ireland's homelessness charity. They're putting roofs over heads, giving families a front door to call their own. And they're in a massive fight against child homelessness. Children who have to go to school and come home to a hotel room that is cramped and it's horrible. This is the where the money is going. This is what they're doing with it. Me getting an arse tattoo, a very small thing to do.
Dave, we do have that we are so close to 45 grand. This is the drive for 45. We are just a couple of hundred away. So if you can spare anything to get us to that mark. Dave has really committed to this with Mayo for Sam on his arse. Do you want a flavour of what the reaction has been like, Dave?
Oh, I'd love that. It will distract me.
Niall has said that you are a legend and fair play to you, but be guaranteed Mayo will not be winning, Sam. That is Niall's view, not the view of iRadio. Alison has a word of warning. Dave, wait until you're trying to sit with the two cheeks down from experience.
Alison.
It's
typical
not
Alison.
Good.
Thanks for the support, Alison.
And Donna in Cavan. I mean, not really with the moral support, but does want to give you a kick up the tattooed arse, says Donna.
Well, maybe give it a couple of weeks until it heals somewhat and then you're allowed to kick me up the tattooed arse. You know what, Donna? Maybe you donate to Focus Ireland via Revolut, then you can kick me up the arse. That'll be our next promotion to raise money for charity.
So the thing is, we know that we have been making our way. I say we as if I'm in this with Dave. No, it's Dave and it's Faye doing the hard work. Also Camille here from Phoenix Inc. on the Tume Road in Galway as well.
Yup, Phoenix Inc.
Can we find out whereabouts we are in terms of their thereabouts?
Percentage wise, Faye.
We're on the last line, so about 5 seconds.
Oh my god,
this
is
5 seconds, guys. This is happening.
Can we actually count it down?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Are we done?
We're done.
Yeah! Dave's arse is tattooed with Mayo for Sam and the Mayo crest. Dave, how do you feel?
I feel. Today, I feel like a man who's just got Mayo for Sam tattooed on his arse. There is no other description. I am so appreciative of all the people who put their hands in their pockets, donated money. I know this was a very silly idea, but it was for a very serious cause. So very appreciative to every single body and every single euro that is going towards Focus Ireland. I don't know how you're going to be able to see this tattoo, how we're going to get it on social media. Maybe just a word of warning. If you are going to look at This Is iRadio, any of our socials, you're going to see a man's arse and you're going to see Mayo for Sam.
The thing is, normally at this time on a Friday, we would be getting ready to hit the Bop Bop Baby bus. But of course, how can Dave drive the bus when he can't sit down? He can't be driving the bus standing up. But as per tradition and to celebrate, how about Bop Bop Baby?
Hey! Dave and Fanula
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.